as the Democratic National Convention gets underway, as we head toward another presidential election, are we a nation in turmoil? Is the American dream in jeopardy?
Joining us on the Kogo News Live line is Don, and I hope I get this right, Iannone?
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, beautiful. It was just a lucky guess. Author of America's Dream at a Crossroads. Let's start with defining the American dream. I mean, for a lot of people, it used to be a nuclear family with the house and the kids in the car. Dad brought home the bacon. Mom fried it up in the pan. That's changed, though.
It has changed, but it remains very much centered on economic and social mobility. The ability of all generations to feel like they can hold their own or move forward. I think what's changed is just what you said. It's no longer about the nuclear family, the house in the suburbs. Today, it's very much about the struggle to make ends meet for a large part of our population. So it has changed, and I think it's less attainable for a significant part of America's population.
You know, people always say, oh, back in the day, the grass was greener, the skies were bluer. The 50s were not idyllic. There were big problems in the country then. There are big problems now, and Americans are feeling it. So how does one look at the American dream without rose-colored glasses and without falling into a pit of despair?
Well, I think the most important metrics, if you wanted to look at hard measures of whether we're moving ahead or not, is real per capita personal income. I think it's net wealth or net worth, and I think it's home ownership. Those are the three financial and economic indicators that show whether we're moving forward or not. And there's vast differences as we look across the country, even within states, in terms of whether we are attaining that. I don't think it is just sheer growth in GDP terms. I don't think it's just the number of jobs that we create. And I don't think it's how many new businesses we build necessarily. It's what the impact is upon individuals and families in terms of those three measures.
You know, in recent years, we have seen a lot of defections from both political parties, as many Americans seem to be looking for some sort of alternative. The far left and the far right are not speaking to them, and yet they seem to be in control in so many situations. So does the two-party system work for us? And if it doesn't, how do you fix it? Because you will not pry that power out of the party's cold, dead hands.
Well, I think it works quite well for the political extremes, and it leaves everybody else in a lurch. I advocate in my book, one of the recommendations is that we need to cultivate a real third political party as a way to shake things up and bring things back into perspective. I wrote this book as a moderate conservative, and I'm most conservative in terms of the way government has been not taking good care of all of our money and how we've managed to allow the federal government to amount a $35.5 trillion debt that hangs over everybody's head, and it's going to break the backs of future generations.
Man, I think that's something that a lot of people can get on board with.
Yeah.
Just because they feel like, you know, the government does take a lot of money, and yet, you know, we don't have people who are fed. We have people who are on the streets, and it's like, where is this disconnect and why? It's scary.
Don Iannone, yeah, thank you very much. Author of America's Dream at a Crossroads. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate this opportunity, and I'm always available if you need to talk in the future.
Thank you.
Wonderful. And that's available on Amazon, should you wish to get it, and I do.